navigate the journey to becoming a great lawyer with expert guidance on topics that range from trial skills to corner office management. Here you will learn how to tap into your potential for legal greatness. I'm Andrew Smiley, and this is The Mentor, ESQ. Today, we're going to talk about killer cross-examination. Cross-examination is often a highlight of any trial, and jurors get very excited to wait on the lawyer to get up and hopefully see them, you know, take down a witness on the stand. It's what's highlighted in a lot of law movies that we watch, where the witness on the stand under a withering cross-examination gives up the crime or cries or admits to something or something, you know, comes out that hasn't been heard before. And that rarely happens in real life in real trials, but you can make a lot of good points in front of a jury on cross-examination. And any lawyer that is observed doing a skillful cross-examination at trial, you can be certain isn't just up there doing it on the fly. They've prepared for it very heavily, and it's only with a high level of preparation can you then appear to be doing things on the fly when in fact you're not doing it on the fly at all. You know exactly where you're going. You know exactly what trail you're walking this witness down to get the answers that you know you're going to get. That's the goal of a successful killer cross-examination. So we're going to talk about how to do that today and how anybody can have a killer cross-examination. So first, let's go over the topic points that I'm going to discuss, and then I will get into each topic point in specific detail. The first point is that you have to have a plan. You have to know, why do you want to cross-examine this witness? What do you want to get from this witness? Because every witness is going to be different. They're going to have different parts and different aspects of the case. So you have to have a strategy. Don't just get up there to ask questions. What is your plan? What do you want to get from this witness? That's point one. Point two, you have to digest transcripts. In civil cases, the majority of witnesses that you'll be cross-examining on trial have testified at a pre-trial deposition before the trial, and you'll have a transcript of that deposition testimony. Digesting a transcript is when you go through the transcript and you identify the page and line of where that witness has said something specific that you want to focus in on and highlight during your cross-examination. Point number three, research your witness. Go online, see what you can find about this witness. Maybe you'll find some things in the closet. You'll find that this witness may have a prior conviction or testified in a previous case in a different manner. So it's always important. I'll tell you how I got very fortunate during my research of the witness before a cross-examination in a trial. Number four, identify specific sections or points. You're going to want to have just a handful of sections or specific point headings of the areas of your cross-examination of this witness. Point five, prepare an outline. Just like in an opening, a summation, or a direct examination, you must have an outline for your cross-examination. Point six, we're going to talk about courtroom position.